Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Just as we can be classified by our blood types, we can also be grouped by the types of bacteria in our gut.
We're referring to your enterotype. New researchers show people can be placed into one of three enterotypes based on their gut microbiome.
The term gut microbiome refers to all the bacterial species that inhabit a person's intestinal tract. And the numbers are mind-boggling. Consider that your own cells add up to 10 trillion. Sounds like a lot, huh? How about 100 trillion?
That's the number of microbes in an average human, and most of these microbes are in the intestinal tract. This means your bacteria outnumber you 10 to 1.
A variety of factors distinguish the three enterotypes. Enterotype 1, for example, has high numbers of a bacterium called Bacteroides, and this type has a greater capacity to make the vitamin B7 or biotin.
Enterotype 2 has dominant numbers of a different bacterium, Prevotella, and provides more vitamin B1 or thiamine. Lastly, enterotype 3 is dominated by a bacterium called Ruminococcus.
Interestingly, enterotypes cannot be explained by our body mass, ethnic background, gender, or age. The enterotype you have, you get soon after birth. Pioneering bacteria start colonizing an infant's gut, which then alters the intestinal environment to favor the bacteria of an enterotype.
Knowing which enterotype you are could be pretty useful. Scientists predict in the future, doctors will be able to outline the best diet for you and prescribe the most effective drugs depending upon your type.
Companies may even be able to create enterotype-based probiotics that can help restore your gut flora if you've had an intestinal infection.
So I guess when somebody asks me for my type, I can't say tall, dark, and handsome anymore?
Spare me. More like tall, dark, and 2 out of 3 is not bad. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.